Hello.
Hello, this is customer support returning a phone call.
Yes, I was just I just called like a little while ago, but I was yet to cancel, my sweepstakes, whatever it was. But I need to give me the terms and conditions. I want to read them. I never read them. Actually, if you could send me the email. What happened was I got an email, right, about some kind of sweepstake or something like that. So I don't know. I think I paid them $6 or something like that. But I didn't read the rest of it, and they charged me another $67 or something like that, 63. I don't know, 60 something bucks. So then I called because I didn't get. I thought I was ordering, like to get that pot, but I didn't get it. So that's why I'm calling. But then I talked to the lady right now, like 10 minutes ago, and she canceled it, and she canceled it, and she said that there was another recurring charge. And I'm like, that's ridiculous. I didn't read that, I didn't even agree to the second charge, the 60 something bucks.
Yes, sir.
So I was wondering if you could at least send me the terms and conditions, and or maybe the email, so I could look it over really good, because I don't remember. Nobody really reads terms and conditions,
right.
Let's be honest. So,
exactly, I know.
And I was going to ask you also, is there like a web page or any kind of paper trail? Because I want to follow this. I need to find out, what's going on. Because, I ain't got that kind of money to just be throwing it away like that.
Yes, sir. I completely understand. Let me see here.
You want my phone number? You want my name? All that? See.
Yeah. Can I get your, let me see. Let me get your zip code.
It's 90731.
First and last name.
It's Carlos is the first name, and the last name is Guerra. That's Guerra.
Okay.
Guerra.
Okay.
Just you need that, right?
Yes, sir. I see you there. Let's see what I can do.
It's 400 Bell Marion Drive, San Pedro, California, 90731.
Yes, sir. Okay, I got you here. Let me see what's going on here. Let me look into this.
Yeah, I just spoke to another young lady right now, 10 minutes ago. I don't mind losing the first $6, but I don't want to lose something bucks or something I didn't really, because you just put in for, why would I keep putting $67 a month to put my name in a sweepstake? I'm probably not going to win when there's millions of people, putting in for that. You know what I mean? That don't make no sense.
Okay. Yes, sir. Let me see here.
So she said she was going to cancel any future charges, but I really would like to get my money back.
Right. Okay, let's see.
It was an email. I didn't, I just opened it up, looked it up. I was like, okay, why not, But then I looked at my charges. I'm like, what's the second charge for,
Right, exactly. I understand.
Even the first one kind of took me for a loop. But I guess I must have agreed to something, I must have pressed yes or something.
If I can find, let's highly doubt that this is going to let me email you the terms and conditions, though.
You know what's weird? I looked in my email, and I didn't see that email. Either that, I don't know where I saw it. It could have been fake.
Unless they must have sent it to maybe like the spam.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Congratulations. Baby Rancher entered the giveaway. $7.95 the day you place the order. You will be billed as of 2 days after to enter the main contest. Therefore, out of the 100 to win, therefore, every 30 days you will be entered to win for the price of $67.32. Okay, so yes, basically reiterating what it already just said right there. It's gonna bill you 2 days after. Let's see. Well, let's see here. Give me 1 second. Let me look at this.
Take your time. Take your time. Are you helping me out?
Yes, sir. Why? 11:26. Okay. Okay, let me see. Transferred over to a higher team. Let's see here. Okay, so now, since everything's all canceled out and all of that, I'm going to get you over to the supervisor team where they can work with you with this refund, okay?
All right, that sounds great.
Yes, sir. So let me get you situated.
Anything I need to tell them? Any magic word?
Not that I know of. You can just explain to them. I made notes in there as well. And so you can just explain to them just like you explained to me. And then they can go ahead on and take it from there. issue that out to you. Let's see. All right, so I got that out of the way. Okay, so just hold for music in your ear and someone's going to pick up, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, thank you very much.